You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, Veronica Lee returns to give demonstrations of her intuitive readings. Veronica is a highly gifted intuitive, mentor, inspirational speaker, and writer. Veronica's purpose is to bring forth love consciousness to individuals and the collective at this time of great global awakening. Whether working with individuals in private readings or mentoring, facilitating spiritual seminars and classes for groups, or sharing insights with her provocative articles, videos, audios, and inspirational talks, Veronica offers affirmation, clarity, and direction with her perceptive words and compassionate heart. She honors both the human and spiritual aspects of life and brings valuable experiences from each one of these realms, bringing authenticity and wisdom to all of her sacred offerings. You can find out more on her website, www.sacred-offerings.com. So we're going to start today's show off. I'm just going to tell you what we're going to do. We were talking about an idea that sounds like a fun one, that she could come back and do a reading, a short reading for me on this show from last week. And then we'll open up the phone lines for people to call in and get a sample of a reading as well. So that's the format of the show tonight, and I'll announce those numbers close to the midway point when we actually begin to take callers. So now, let's welcome Veronica back to the show. Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm doing great, Lance. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And
good.
I'm a terrible liar. No, seriously.
It always sounds good, though, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? I mean, you know, it really does sound, it's so show businessy to say, I'm wonderful. I'm fabulous. Well, the truth is, it's boiling hot here, and I haven't been out much today because the second you get out in that 100-degree weather, well, you know what happens. So,
I do, because I'm across the mountain from you, and it's 100 degrees over here too.
Right. In fact, I can probably look out my window and see your house if I really wanted to. I don't know. So we know what the format is. Why don't we just go right into you can describe what you do with Akashic Records. And then I'll ask a single question, and we can get a little sample, and then we'll open up the show for callers and see how many we can get on to ask their questions.
That sounds great.
All right.
So I'll tell you a little bit about the work that I do. I basically tap into what is known as the Akashic Records. And what I like to say is that we don't necessarily have to know what the Akashic Records are in order to experience the frequency and the gifts that are, brought through this frequency. But in my own direct experience, what I find is that the records are an energy field in which oneness and love are ever present. And by tapping into this field, not only is there information, but there are almost like templates of our perfection, these pictures of what we can be, what we truly are actually. And what I do, whether the person's asking a 3D question about their, work, career, family, relationships, money, whatever it is, or whether they're asking something a little bit more mystical, I hold space for them to see their sort of path as well as their perfection. What I will say is that it's not a hard-lined book, let's say, that we go in and open up to page 542 and go, here's what's going to happen to you, and this is the way it is.
Right.
It's more, yeah, it's more or less an energy frequency that, of course, we as humans can shift. So what I see is I'm speaking more or less to source. Sometimes I'm speaking to, let's say, your guides. But more often I'm speaking to you on a soul level. I'm speaking to your soul and what your soul has wanted you to hear, and that maybe, you know, the static in the background prevents you from hearing it so well. Mm. So I just really hold space for people to see what they may not be able to see so easily alone. That doesn't mean that they don't have this information and I hold it and they have to come to me. It just is sort of like I'm more or less a mirror for them to see parts of themselves that are harder to see alone.
Right. So in a sense, you're holding up a mirror that perhaps they don't have a mirror in their toolkit.
Exactly.
Well,
yes.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a very simplistic tool that we all have access to. We all have our own intuition. We all have access to communing with, you know, Source. And really, by learning to just tune in with intention and paying attention to what we get, I believe that we can easily all access the records. In fact, I've taught many people how to access the records in many different ways because I don't believe in any particular modality. I often, you know, am outside that box of rules in that way. And so we can access it, let's say, through prayer, through meditation, through intention. And typically what I do is I just do it through prayer. I don't say the same prayer over and over every single time. I say what feels right to be said in the moment. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, I've been doing it so long that I really don't need to go through that ritual of saying a prayer to access people's records. I pretty much can just draw upon the intention within my heart, and that's it.
Right, right, right. I understand that it's kind of like a tarot reader, a crystal, a person who uses crystals for information may not really need those items to empower them because they're really accessing the higher information of their own higher self.
Exactly, and the tool is just simply that. It's a tool.
Right.
It makes it fun,
exactly.
It makes it interesting, it gives it a form,
right.
And that's all that is, yes.
Yeah. Well, good. So how do we begin this this journey? Not that we haven't begun it earlier, but...
Well, so basically what I would like you to do, Lance, and this is what I ask of, you know, all my clients, or if I'm even speaking in, let's say, a group setting, I often realize that when I speak, I'm often speaking at an extremely high frequency or a very fine resonance that may not be easy to hear for people. And so what I find is if they open their heart to me and I open my heart to them, that becomes the conduit where the information flows easily. And so simply by starting that way, it makes room for this energetic connection. And so if you want to just open up your heart to me, I am doing the same at my end. And then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to, you know, just open up your records. And what I often do is I'll say a prayer that I feel like saying, but, you know, I am also one of those people who just lets my body do what it does. So if anybody were to watch me open up people's records, they see that I often move my hands and that I'm kind of setting some intention. It's like I don't even know what I'm doing, but I do it anyway just because it feels right in that moment. So what I'm being guided to do right now is just hold space for you and then simply go ahead and access your records. It is my intention in the sacred time and space and the perfection of what is, and holding space for you, Lance, knowing you have access to all you need, that all I do is reflect back to you that which you already know. It is my intention to access your Akashic records to bring forth whatever it is that is in your highest good. May it be light, love, healing, guidance, whatever it is, it's available. And I simply hold space and bring that. And with it, all is well, and I gratefully acknowledge being in your Akashic record. So, yes, you can ask whatever you would like. And so, really, the format I work with is a question-answer format. So, whether you want to ask a open-ended question, what do I need to know, or a very specific question, you know, what is going on with X, Y, or Z, then it's completely up to you. I let you decide what it is you would like to explore.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I was looking at the list on your website on sacredofferings.com, and under the Akashic Records readings, you have some guidelines and some basic insights and questions that you can ask. And there's one that kind of stood out, and it's a simple one, and I thought it'd be a great way to start this out. And that is, what are my gifts?
Yes, that's actually one of my favorite ones, because I believe we are totally, you know, just because we are so gifted beyond what we actually usually recognize. So for you specifically, Lance, is that you are an extremely awake being, and you already know this, so there's nothing that I'm going to tell you that you don't already know, but you bring in a lot of light, and what's beautiful is if you look at the patterning, and this is what I see, is I see patterning, is that you have a nice balance of what I'm going to say, light and so-called dark. Now, of course, those are perceptions, but the beautiful part about the dark aspect is it's sort of like, you know, the moon at night. You know, we have the brightness of the moon, but it's the darkness that lets that light come through so beautifully and be seen as the moon. And what I see in this piece of this so-called darkness is really depth, is really possibility, is really the void in which you can really travel through all kinds of realms very easily and somewhat consciously. You may not always feel the desire or the need to go traveling, but you do have those access pieces. And it's because of your, I would say, stage of your soul's evolution that you really have sort of been there, done that, and you can draw upon this vast wisdom that you are. And it's very easy for you to do that. And so sometimes it can be almost too easy in the sense that the information comes through and you can feel a little bit, let me find the word, when the information comes through, it's all perfect and it makes sense and you can, you know, have it and share it. But what happens is the more connected you feel to these higher, really high realms of consciousness, the less connected you feel to the earth plane. And that causes a little bit of an internal struggle, right? Because it's like, oh, okay, it makes it hard. So the more connected you are, the less attached you are. And it's hard to find that, you know, place sometimes in the human experience of having that sense of detachment.
Definitely.
So, does that answer that question for you?
I think it does. I think it does. You know, I was pondering specific things like, you know, art and writing and the rest of it, but I think this is actually the answer that I that makes the most sense, and it is inclusive of any particular activity that I could indulge in. So
Can I go ahead and expand about the art piece over there that you
were... Oh, sure.
Okay, because I was getting an image. When people start to even talk, I suddenly, you know, get all this information, and it's not always just coming in a format. So what it is for you is that, of course, you can do whatever you want, and so it's really important that you keep turning your attention back to what brings me joy, what brings me joy, and to let go of this picture of supposed to and purpose, because you have actually fulfilled so-called your purpose. You don't really need to do anything else except to allow yourself to have that joy resonate through you, because that is your purpose. And that if it brings you joy, then by all means do it. And if it feels like I'm doing it for the planet, or I'm doing it for this group of people, or I'm really trying to help something, then that's when it feels a little bit heavy, and there's those are the last of the human hooks that are still like living, and so that's the last of the bits that you need to are left to untie and say, I'm completely able to let just this come through me, just because, and it has no repercussions for anybody, because it really doesn't matter in this bigger picture, right?
Interesting. Well, you know, I'm going to say, as much as I love talking about myself, I know that there are probably people that would just love to talk to you, and so I think as if I'm going to be a good host tonight, I will turn turn the valve on to others' questions, and we'll start taking some phone calls. The caller numbers, in case you don't know it, are toll-free, 888-627-6008 and 530-327-7602. And there are other lines. You can just look on the www.bbs radio station to the right. And do we have any callers, Don, at this time?
Yes, Elaine. It's messed up, Elaine.
Wonderful.
Okay. So I'm just going to just interject for a moment, just be to make it clear. I'm going to go ahead and intentionally close your records, Lance, so that we're complete with that.
Thank you.
I work with the rest of the callers at this point, like I had mentioned before, is that I don't really need to access somebody's specific records. Once I tune into them, it's right there in front of me. So if I'm not going through the same ritual for each person, it'll save time, and they know that I'm right there. So absolutely.
Good.
Elaine, go ahead and ask your question.
Yes, I'd like to find out what I'm supposed to be doing or what I'll be able to do for the rest of my life.
Yes. That's a good question. That's a big question.
All right.
So you've been working, what I'm going to say, really hard for the past several months in terms of there's a lot of things that you've been trying to complete, a lot of things that you've been trying to finish up, and it's starting to feel a little bit heavy and you're feeling a little bit tired from it. And so really, if you can kind of slow down at this doing of finishing things, know that they are finished. In other words, whatever it is that you're working on can be sort of like set aside or at least, let's say, put aside for maybe an indefinite amount of time, because there really doesn't have to be a lot more energy expended on things and on doing. In terms of the bigger picture in what it is you want to be doing, you really like to help people. You really like to support people. And what I see is that you working in some capacity, almost like a one-on-one, where you're really, I'm going to use the word assisting people in some way, and where you become almost like an advocate for them, where you're able to be their voice when they can't be the voice, to be able to support them in ways that they may not be able to support themselves so easily. So is there anything that you want clarity around that I started with?
Well, my main concern at this particular time is my physical. I've been debilitated for a couple of years, and I wonder if I'm going to get my physical part back.
Yeah. Well, the hard part is that because you do like helping people and you like, you know, being of assistance, it's been hard for you to let yourself rest and take care of yourself. And that's sort of that picture I was showing you at the beginning, which says how much you've been trying to tie things up and do things. It's like you've been dependent on just yourself to do a lot, and it's really hard to preserve your energy and heal and take care of yourself when you're trying to do so much for getting other things done. So if there's a way to really trust that whatever things you don't tie up and finish are going to be okay, or if you can, better yet, pull someone in to support you, then that would be good. But what I'm getting more important than that is that you really don't have to do as much as you think you are. In terms of your health, what I'm seeing is that it can be, you know, healed. Any aspect of ourselves can be worked through and moved. But it's more a matter of creating almost like a cocoon where you have the time and the energy and the sacredness to allow that. And that's really hard for you because you're so used to putting other people first and doing for others. And this is where I was seeing this advocate where you can really, you know, help others. But as long as this health piece is in the way, so to speak, and you're supporting others, it's hard to focus on self. So it's like a one or the other kind of thing. So does that give you a bigger picture?
Yes, it does. Is there anything in particular that I'm expected to do in the future?
Yeah, the biggest thing right now is to make your own taking care of yourself a priority and to give yourself permission to be deeply loved. That has been a challenge for you, to allow yourself to be so open so that you can be deeply loved is your biggest challenge in some respect, but it's your greatest shift in terms of allowing people to come in and just almost like honor you, serve you, support you in very fundamental ways, but also in very heartfelt ways. And so it's like this last little bit. It's like if we imagine a baby who just soaks up the love, right? Who soaks up the love and doesn't go, oh, no, let me do that for you, right? So it's almost that same energy of just saying, yes, it's okay. It's okay for me to be honored. It's okay for somebody else to serve me. It's okay for me to be accepting of all of this love.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for speaking with me tonight, Elaine.
Yes, thank you, Elaine. That was wonderful. Okay, do we have the next person up? I think Terry was in line for the next call.
Terry's here.
Wonderful. Are you there, Terry?
Hi, Zany. How you doing?
We'll turn you over to Veronica.
Sure.
How are you, Terry? Go ahead and ask a question.
I'm fine. I'm basically, I know Zany from back in Dr. Carol Salomon days.
Uh-huh.
And I really have no questions because I'm pretty cool with where everything's at, but I just want to congratulate him on where he's at with Julian and Chris and the work they're doing with Anu Bartlett. I am totally thrilled with it. Hi, Zany. I have your phone number, but we didn't call you till now.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm wishing you hundreds and hundreds of hugs.
Oh, thank you so much. That's
thrilled
wonderful
with where
to
you're
hear,
going.
Hear from you.
Me too. It's finally nice to hear you finally. And Veronica, the only question I really have is you're talking about Lance was asking about his gift. Well, we clearly know he's a communicator. Professional communicator, and I think he's even a galactic communicator.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably where, when I heard that you guys all connected, when you guys went to Shasta not long ago, and Julian found himself with a bunch of radio broadcasters and banged into you, I think your purpose is unfolding right in front of you just nicely. And I'm looking so forward to where you're going next, because then we're going to see each other in the real stuff soon. Hugs to
wonderful.
All of you. I have no questions, Veronica. I store, all of you store.
Thank you.
Well,
hugs
thanks.
From the Northeast. Take care.
All right, you too. Okay, well, that was a wonderfully unexpected call. And who do we have up next? Gina. We have Sheena. Do we have Sheena?
Yeah, it's actually Sheila.
Oh, Sheila.
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 I like
Sheena.
Okay. Yeah, my question is, hi, Veronica, by the way.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. I did meet you at one time. I came to your house for a workshop.
Okay.
My question is, what modality can I rely on for confirmation that the information I receive is from my higher self or the person I'm reading for?
Yeah. Well, and that's been a tricky one for you because you've actually been very intuitive for a long time. I mean, since you were little, you've been able to bring in information. The hard part is the trust part, right? And so what you can do in terms of validation would be to start keeping a journal. So, for example, you know, you meet somebody or there's a situation, you ask for guidance and you write it down. And at that point, you try to keep that information that you're writing down as neutral as possible. Like, you don't want to ask things that are going to charge you or that are going to feel like they are going to be in your best interest if there was an answer one way or another, but to really try to keep it as neutral as possible. Once you write this down and write down, let's say, your answers, then you can start to use that as a log to go back at some point to read and go, aha, I was right. So one of the things you're very good at, Sheila, is you're very good at so-called knowing people. When you meet them, you're very good at just having a sense of who they are. So what you can do is when you first meet someone, you know, and you're around their energy a little bit, write a little description of what you so-called know about them, even if you may not really know anything about them. And then, you know, again, keep it as neutral as possible. Oh, they may have a a problem with their mother. I can sense that they have some family issues. I can sense that they're very lonely, you know, whatever it is. And then, again, once you get to know this person, let's say they're a new person at a place you work or, you know, in a gym you're working out at or whatever, once you have a chance to get to know them, then you can, again, go back and say, oh, look, I nailed them on this, that, and the other. So does that answer that question for you?
Not exactly, because when I'm doing a reading, I want to be able to, you know, I use a pendulum,
right.
But I can't always use a pendulum for confirmation. I'm wondering if I would have a sign like a shiver in my back or some kind of a sign that the guides would give me. Is that a possibility to ask?
Okay, so here's the issue. You know, you don't get a sign. You have to learn how to trust. That's the issue. So in other words, when I first started doing readings, I also wanted to know how do I know I'm right, okay? And so what I was told was you were always right, at least in that moment. It may change a split second later, the person may have something different, but the problem is that you're attached to the right or the wrong or the outcome, thinking because there's a judgment there, right? And so you'll never get to that place of trust until you just do it and don't worry about whether or not you're right or wrong. Because the less you worry about it, the more you tune in, the more that it just comes through, then the outcome doesn't matter. You're developing the trust, which does matter, and there then builds a stronger connection to the information. I know it's kind of, you know, a little bit backwards, but at the same time, that's how, that's the difference between, say, somebody who is just a novice and somebody who's really mastering it. And so in order to get your master's degree, so to speak, you really need to step into trust and not know.
Okay. Thank you very much.
But what I will tell you, I will add, Sheila, is that you do know. You do know. The problem is you don't trust. And again, there's a lot of judgment around right or wrong, and as soon as you can, like, let that go, you're right there. But you actually do know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, interesting. Okay, so... Cindy and, okay, let's see, I have Cindy on the air. Cindy, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. Well, say hi to Veronica, and
Veronica.
I'll step out.
It's been a long time.
Hi, how are you, Cindy?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I guess I'll just ask you what's unfolding for me. What's the next step? I'm told I'm supposed to be teaching, and I'm not seeing that yet.
Yeah. Yeah, so for you, the next step is, again, to kind of step back, like I told the first caller, Elaine, is to kind of step back and take care of self, that, again, your energies are out there and supporting this person and helping that person, and so it's kind of hard to go out and teach and to take care of what needs to be done on your path if you're picking up everybody else's pieces. So what's really important for you is to disconnect as best you can from your so-called obligations. And I know that that sounds so impractical, and that, you know, I, believe me, I'm, you know, mother of four, I totally get that, but at the same time, at least in the areas that you really don't need to be involved, and for most of us, that's most of our lives. So in other words, we tend to keep ourselves a lot more busy by helping others than we really need to, when really there are only about two or three people that we really need to be there for in whatever shape or form. But if you can narrow it down to the one or two and really put, you know, Cindy at the top of the list, you're on track. The next piece is then to eliminate, so not just the doing and the supporting of others, but eliminate negative influences in your life. So what I'm seeing around you is that there's a lot of not just human distractions and help, 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 I need your help, but a lot of energy drains in your environment. And so whether it's, you know, television or whether it's food or whether it's somebody you live with who has a negative, you know, attitude, whatever it is, those really need to come down because they, again, they act as, let's say, static, you know, for really living a much more clear peace. And that's a process. That doesn't just happen overnight. But in terms of what you want to bring, because once you remove some of those layers, you'll be able to see you more clearly because what's been stopping you is that you don't feel confident enough to be able to teach because you can't really see the real pristine you.
Right.
Yeah, so does that answer that question?
Yeah, thank you, Veronica.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Tim didn't sign in, but, you know, I don't know if you have somebody else, but he may have a question for you, too.
Okay, and so is it somebody that's on the line with you?
Not yet, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can probably hang up and then...
Do you have another caller that you have a question for?
We have about two or three that are already in line, so if you wanted
okay.
to hang up and then call back, you can try it that way when you know,
okay.
you're, when they're ready.
Great.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, Don?
Melba.
Melba. Melba?
Melba. With
Melba.
A V. I'm from Montana. Yes, hello, Veronica.
I'm from Montana. Great.
Hi, Melva. How are you?
Okay. I was intuitive as a child, and then through the years, I was working with rocks and using healing, and then that stopped, and then I did automatic writing and published a book on the Davis, and then that stopped, and then I could do medical intuitive, and that stopped. And then just, I was out in the country, and so I love the earth, and I was able to get on the, you know, ground a lot. Now I'm in the city, and last year I went through 5 times in the hospital. My car is broke, and I've lost all my closest friends in the last 5 years, so... What I really want to know is, how can I get connected again spiritually, and why does it keep stopping? Like I've never, you know, meditated or been connected. It seems like every path is just shut.
Yeah. So what happened
clearly,
for you is I don't
understand why that keeps happening.
Yeah. So what's happened is that your overall life has been, you know, kind of hard. You know, you had a path that's been a little bit traveled well,
but
yet it's been tricky. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Well, I got Crohn's at 24, and I was misdiagnosed. I only have 9 feet of small intestine.
Yeah. So what I'm seeing is that it's almost as if, you know, you came in as a... almost like an indigo. The indigos often come in very ready to kind of break down a lot of old systems and kind of pave the way. And what's happened is that you came in, you know, ahead of your time and started to kind of make these new paths. But in that making of the path, there was a lot of your own sacrifice, right? Your own sacrifice of, you know, having an easy life, having a joyful life, having things just naturally come to you. And so every time that you've had these connections, what's happened is something happens in your life that makes you feel so-called betrayed by Source. You know, in other words, you feel like you've been there, you've been helping, you're here to bring light, and so why do you get thrown, you know, off the bus every time there's a little bump? What's that all about? And so it's really been this battle that feels as if you've been forgotten, you know, by Source.
Uh-huh.
So what can help you reconnect is to know that, you know, I see you. There are other people who may not be the people that you've lost recently who do see your essence. And, of course, you know, the divine always sees your essence, and that's really what you are and who you are. And so really it's a matter of remembering that and reconnecting with that. So what I would say, and where you are right now, and this is sort of like the kind of the threshold that you're at right now, is that it's almost like you have to reconnect through prayer. Kind of go back to square one and really start praying deeply. The other day, I will give you a quick story. I was laying in bed, and I just had this huge urge. And I am, you know, not a religious person. I'm a highly spiritual person. And I rarely do anything that's very ritualistic. But for whatever reason, I was so guided that I had to get on my knees to pray. I didn't even know what I was supposed to pray for. And I'm thinking, I've never been on my knees to pray. And I just did. I just listened, and I went on my knees, and I just sat there, and it was the middle of the night. And I, you know, my knees were hurting because my floor is made of, you know, wood, and I'm thinking, I don't know why I'm here, but I just prayed. I had nothing I was praying for. I wasn't asking for anything except to be open and to be open and connected. And that's exactly where you are right now, is just pray. Pray every time you breathe.
Okay.
Pray every time you eat. And allow that love to come back into your heart, because that's the only piece that you feel like you're missing, is that you feel like you've been forgotten, and you haven't been forgotten.
Okay, okay. So there's no special way, just do it from my soul or my and my heart and let it go and see where it goes from there?
Absolutely.
Right?
And everything else can come back. It's sort of like yoga. You know, one time I remember going to a yoga class. I'd missed a long time, and they said, you know what, your body remembers. Your soul will remember how to reconnect. But really, it's through that porthole through your heart, opening your heart, and just praying very deeply.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless. Eva.
God bless you, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Melva. Okay, Don, we have DJ on line three. Wonderful. DJ, are you there?
I am.
Okay, well, I'll introduce you to Veronica. Veronica, DJ.
How are you, DJ?
Hi, Veronica. Good. The question I have, and it's kind of an open-ended question, but I kind of wanted to know, what is it that I need to know? I've had some things with my business trying to get it going, and then there's been roadblocks, and it always feels good when I get started on it, but then there's other things that happen, but I'm kind of wondering if I need to be aware of those first before I move forward or what. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. What is it that I need to know?
Yeah. So what you need to know is that you came in very awake and you're very bright, and it scares the heck out of you. And I know we're on radio, so I'm going to be very careful with my words. But you are totally afraid of your own power, totally afraid of being seen for your power, and totally afraid that you won't know what to do with it once you step into it. Okay? And so you are easily divinely connected, and you have all this information that comes easily to you, and you get totally overwhelmed, and you feel like you're here all by yourself on this planet Earth trying to figure out how to heal the entire Earth and everything else. So it's Does that kind of give you a sense?
it definitely does. It definitely does. And that's why I sit there and go, God, what do I do with this? Because it comes so easy at times, and then I just like, ah.
Right. And so what that means is it's time for you to own your masterhood, step into, yes, I am that, I have this information. You don't have to know why you came. That's okay. That will be revealed once you start saying yes to everything else. And so it's really getting out of your own way. It's really allowing yourself to be aligned. It's really allowing yourself to know what you know and not have to know why you know what you know. And then in terms of discernment about what to bring, you can start by saying, what brings me joy? What would I like to do? And unfortunately, because you're so gifted, you get bored pretty quickly. So maybe you'll try something for a few weeks, and you're like, yeah, okay, that's over. And then you'll try something else, and that's okay. What it is important to do is if you could reach out to other, you know, light workers or whatever that can you can start collaborating with, so that if something interest you, you can be part of it, but you don't have to carry it alone. And then if it doesn't interest you, you could say, hey, we tried this together, and it doesn't feel like it's resonating with me. It doesn't feel like my path, so I'm just going to step out and go ahead and finish it if you want to. So that you feel like you have a little bit more flexibility, but also support. So really, it doesn't matter what you do, and you have a lot of information, but it's a matter of allowing yourself to be seen for the master that you are and really owning it.
Okay. Okay, so don't, because I guess one of my things is, you know, all this stuff does come through me, and I go, well, how do I know that, and are people going to believe me?
Right.
You know,
and I totally get that, and at the same time, let me ask you this. Does it matter if they believe you? Right? So you're still holding on to this value spectrum that somehow you're now justified, worthy, valid if they believe you. But it doesn't matter. You are what you are. You have what you have. I'm validating you, right? I'm looking at you right now, and I'm validating you, saying, holy, wow, you really are, you know, awake. You have this. And so the question is why not write? So the best way to start with it would be to start writing in an automatic writing kind of way. You can do a question-answer mode just like I am, and do it on your computer and start asking, what do I need to know? And then they're going to answer you, whoever they are. Then you'll go to, okay, so what am I withholding? And then you'll get the answer. And it'll start to reveal to you pretty much exactly what I'm telling you, but they'll also be able to give you the next step.
Yeah, well, that's what they're always telling me. Come on, we're waiting.
And then there's no such thing as time, so that's okay.
There's a line that somebody shared with me once, and they say, it's none of my business what other people think about me.
Absolutely.
Oh, I know. Oh, yes. Yeah, someone said that to me, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So does that answer your question for you there?
It does. It does. It really does validate, and it's time. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank
you. Thanks, DJ.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Don?
Tim from California, on line 4.
Tim or Kim?
Tim.
Tim on line 4.
Tim.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hey, great.
Wonderful.
So,
well, go ahead and talk to Veronica.
Okay. Well, what I'm trying to understand is when we have these psychic abilities, like I do, extremely psychic, and we're not using them to help others. I just wonder if I'm being responsible with that. You know, I've always been responsible with information I give anybody. But I'm not. I feel like sometimes I need to give it to them, and I'm not helping them.
Yeah. So what this is really a judgment call, right? So really, we don't owe anybody anything. I know that sounds very harsh, and it sounds very kind of self-indulgent, and it's all about me. It isn't. In fact, for those of us at the leading edge of the pack, let's say, this is the next step: is to come back on self, to come back and really be responsible for self. And if we all did that, if we were all responsible ultimately for ourselves, then there would be no need to help others, right? And so this is really the new wave. However, how you are responsible and how you help others is really holding space for them. So, for example, with children, for example, we're not going to tell them what they should do because we want them to be a successful doctor or lawyer so they make lots of money and make it out in the world. Instead, we ask, what do you want? What is your dream? How can I hold space for you to be that, inspiration in your life? So just because you have psychic abilities doesn't mean that you want to go knocking on someone's door and say, hey, by the way, you're really not happy in your marriage, so what are you going to do about it, right? And instead, you can just be that ear for when they say, I'm really not happy in my marriage. You can say, really? Okay. So now what can, what do you want to do? And to really be there for them in that way. So does that answer that question? Because what I see is that you are responsible. You are able to get information. And so for you, it's really a matter of discerning what's yours to give. And how I make that discernment is unless somebody's asking me, whether it's, just in a conversation because they're directly asking me or they're coming to me for an appointment, I don't just go around giving information. In fact, that's really kind of rude in many ways.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I agree. I think one of the interesting things that you brought up is about the children, and being in my middle 50s, I question where is the child's line. I'm noticing that a lot of younger people, I consider kids at 30 years old. I see them making mistakes. Intuitively, I know what direction they're going. And it's hard not to grab their hand and let them know that they need to change what's going to happen. And I see that in our own family. But, I don't have anxiety about holding these things back, but it's really hard to bring it to the surface in a mild way. And you have to be responsible with the information. I've always known that.
But at the same time, what you think is responsible and what somebody else might think could be quite different. So I have an example, which is a really hard story, but I have a a friend of my daughter's, he was in my daughter's class for several years. You know, we're at a Waldorf school, and they stay with the same teacher. And he was going down a path that wasn't so great. And he was our neighbor, lived a few doors down. And we kept seeing him repeatedly make, you know, these mistakes. And all we would say is, you have our number, how you doing, when we'd see him. And lo and behold, he actually ended up getting in a drunken driving and killing three of his people in the car. And so it was very tragic, and yet, you know, we've now seen him. He was fortunate enough to only do 18 months, and because it was just a miracle. And we still say, we're still here. We still see you, and that's about all we can do. But there's nothing anybody can do to pick him up and put him into a particular track or way of being, right? And that's true for most people. You know, my own aunt, we would often have to pull her out of her situation, you know, in an abusive household. And many times we'd put her in shelters, and many times she'd go back. In fact, she stayed married for 27 years until her husband died. So there's only so much we can do, but holding space for means honoring them and saying, I hear you, I see you, and I'm, you know, going to do my best for you, but ultimately they're only going to learn if they do something themselves.
What I've had to do in some cases like that, what you're talking about, Veronica, is take... you know, take the time to meditate on the situation if you think they're in danger or they're going to endanger your family or anybody, and try and send them love and light. And actually, it's kind of nice to see the situation turn around without them even knowing what's happening. You can actually see the light working.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of my energy if I do that. So I have to be really careful when I do that.
It sounds like also just you're having that awareness is putting it into the collective consciousness. So whether you feel like you're doing something or not, that idea of feeling that you are doing something or that you're holding something back is really an illusion.
Yes.
Because everything that we think, do, and feel goes into the collective consciousness. So you are putting it out there, and the guides and the various assistants that help get information around, they make sure that it goes to the right people and that the higher self of the person you're concerned about gets that information. So it does go in, and it does make a difference. Now, if you're repressing something, then it may be that you're holding your own ability to develop your abilities. And you might try doing something like random acts of psychic kindness.
Yes.
You know, where you just at random, you feel moved to just, okay, this is the one I'm going to do. This is the random one. And you just let it out and you share it with somebody and you start practicing. Yeah. And then you can feel comfortable because then you are not holding yourself back. You're releasing your own being, your authentic self, which cares and has compassion for other people. And you're also developing your skills.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the last things I'd say to this, Tim, is that if you are that beacon of light, if you become it, it radiates from you, and people in your energy field become affected by it. But as soon as there's a judgment involved, like I know what's best for them, or I want to help or heal them, then that really is that is the sucking energy, and that's why you get drained. And so that's the discerning factor right there.
Yep.
I'm learning to get better at that, just sending a lot of light into the situation and protecting myself the whole time.
Yeah.
And it helps. I don't want to take too much time from the other callers.
Well,
I really appreciate that. Thank you
for asking, and thank you for bringing the light that you are.
Well, thank you for being out there and helping all of us.
Wonderful. It's nice to know you're out there.
Okay. Keep up the good work, huh?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have another caller yet?
We have Danielle.
Danielle.
But we only have about 3 minutes left, so.
Okay. All right. This will be a short call with Danielle. And are you there? Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, is that Veronica? Hi.
Yes, can you go ahead and ask your question?
Okay, well, I'm not sure what to ask. I'm kind of unclear on the way forward for me. I've been making art most of my life, and I'm just kind of at a crossroads, and I just don't know the way forward.
Yeah, and basically what it is you're thinking too hard and you're trying too hard and you're feeling quite desperate, so that shuts everything down. And so the easiest thing, not easy, I won't try to fool you, but the most productive thing would be to step back and let go of this idea that you have to or that you should. And I've said this to other people tonight already, but if you can step back a little bit and then turn maybe to the left, jokingly, you know, it's like, you know, you're talking about a crossroad, and then just explore what's over there. What's over there that I haven't explored, not in a have to, I've got to make it kind of way, but what would I like to do? And really start to learn how to play with these possibilities, because really what's happened is your mind has really started to see things as two-way, this way or that way, either or. I can only go this path or that path. But instead, if you stop and let yourself just kind of rest. In fact, if you go to my YouTube channel, and it's Sacred Offerings on YouTube, there's actually a video I made 4 years ago that's called Resting at the Crossroads. And honestly, that's what I see resonating with you, because you don't have to make a decision. If you can just let yourself rest a little bit, then things will become clearer to you, so that then you can decide what to do. But for right now, there's so much muddledness, it's hard to feel like you can do anything. So if you just stop, take a deep breath, and rest for a little while, then things will become more clear.
Well, yeah, I don't know what else to say. I've been living on disability for a number of years, and it's hard living on the poverty line, and I need to make an income somehow.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I don't have the confidence in my art that I once had, and I've had to deal with unscrupulous galleries, you know, and sell my work for a whole lot less than it's worth.
Yeah.
And I'm hesitant to go back out and do that sort of thing, so.
Yeah, that's why it makes sense to just rest and not make decisions, and I totally get the poverty thing, trust me. You know, that is something I'm very familiar with in many ways. So if you could just take a little bit of ease and break for yourself, and that doesn't mean you have to go out and, you know, go on vacation, but just really kind of pull back, that will make it much easier to see clearly.
Yeah.
And I think we're pretty much out of time, and I don't want to cut you short, but I just wanted to hold space for you and also be honorable, you know, honoring the time that we have.
Okay, thank you, Veronica.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, appreciate your effort. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, yeah, wonderful. Gee, you know, Veronica, that was really incredible. And I thought maybe you might want to just briefly summarize a little bit about tonight's show. And then before we sign off, I want you to make sure that everybody can get your website links and your YouTube links.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You know, basically, I just see patterns, and the patterns, as you can see, are kind of familiar. You saw a few that were repeating tonight, right? And that we all have different places in the spectrum, and we're all individuals, and yet we're also very much part of this same pattern. So, yeah, as you can see, we are one in many ways. So my website has all my information, but really one of the things, and especially as the last caller spoke to this idea of poverty, I really, you know, have this feeling, this strong feeling about our current financial picture, and it's not because of the crash. In fact, I'm thrilled about the crash. It's really about our whole structure of the finances. And so I've struggled myself with how do I do this. So what came to me recently is that I am willing to start to look at doing a by donation reading on one particular day of the week. And I was thinking, okay, maybe I'll do it on Fridays. On Fridays, I'll do 15 minutes by donation for people. So with that, I think I'll end the show with that offer that if anybody wants to find out more about this, I haven't even put it on my website. They can contact me through my website, which is sacred-offerings.com, and let me know that you would like one of those by donation 15-minute readings.
Well, wonderful. Veronica, I want to thank you again for coming back and sharing yourself. You are absolutely magnificent. And, of course, that means that we all are, too, because
absolutely.
We wouldn't be able to see how magnificent you are if we couldn't see it within ourselves.
Yes.
So thank
you so much.
Well,
I so appreciate, yes, working with you, Lance. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're terrific. And we'll do another show again soon, I know.
All right. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks so much, Veronica.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.